Treasures of the Orient. In the 13th century, trade between Europe and Asia was channeled through the Silk Route, the trade route from China to Constantinople, now Istanbul. The Muslims controlled and restricted trade with the East, and the merchants of the Mediterranean were completely cut off from the established trade route. The European merchants wanted the silk, spices, and gold found in the East. So important was this market that the Europeans were willing to go to great expense and trouble to find new trade routes. The Polo family, merchants from Venice, made the trip to China. It was part of a 14-year excursion. They wanted to bring back marketable goods to be sold in Venice. At the request of the Chinese ruler, the great Kublai Khan, they were to return to China and bring back scholars with them. Kublai Khan was interested in learning about the European culture. The Polo family set out for China in 1271 for what was to be a 4-year journey. They crossed Asia Minor, or Turkey, and Persia, which is present-day Iran and Iraq. They stayed for nearly a year in northern Afghanistan, likely because of illness. Their journey took them across the Himalayan mountains and the Gobi Desert, and finally to Chengdu, which is present-day Beijing, where they were reunited with Kublai Khan. The Polos stayed in China for another 17 years and became very wealthy. Marco Polo recorded the events of his travels in a book that told of the riches of the Orient. It was his book that inspired the Europeans to share in the wealth by finding a trade route by water that would be quick and profitable. The race to discover a trade route was officially launched.